listening to the Financial Freedom Now podcast and vodcast, where you can learn how to achieve financial freedom, make wealthy decisions, and take strategic actions to achieve financial independence. Let's get into it.
Good day. My name is Tonya Yodare. It's the Financial Freedom Now Show. Woo! So excited to be back again with another interesting topic. Now, today's topic was inspired by two experiences that I want to share with you. One of it is mine, but another is of one of our Inner Circle members. So for those of you that don't know, I'm a property developer, and part of what we do at Icon is Icon Academy, and we have a program for our Inner Circle members. Now, one of the ladies, one of our Inner Circle members, was sharing with me our experience and a conversation she had with a friend who was asking her why she was still investing in our education, investing in a mentorship, because to this particular individual, she felt she had achieved a lot. And you are now experienced, why are you still investing in? And she laughed. And she said to herself that, you know, I laughed because I don't think she understood the benefits that I was getting from being part of this particular Inner Circle, the growing, the learning, the knowledge that I've been able to accumulate, and the wealth I have actually increased over the last few months, just by being part of that circle. And as you said, the reason why I laughed was because I also was of that mindset until my mindset changed and I experienced differently. And she said, and then she just went on, which I won't bore you with the story of what being part of that group had done for her, the monies she had made, the mistakes she had avoided, and just being around like-minded people that she wouldn't normally be able to have access, or she didn't have access to prior, and how that has helped. And I said to her, you know, I should just take a clip of what you've discussed and put it on my social media, and that will be my marketing tool, because it was just fantastic what she had shared. But then I was reminded of that conversation this week, because I am part of quite a few mastermind groups that I run, and we run under the Icon Academy, which is some property and some business mastermind. But this particular one, I am a member of, and I learn from others alongside others. Now, I've been part of the mastermind for years now, and contrary to what a lot of people think, wow, you're very successful in business, you're very successful with your property, you have a knowledge that, I mean, a lot of people will think you need not be part of this mastermind groups anymore. And I was reminded of this conversation because this particular week, and this literally happened two days ago, just being in that mastermind, there are a load of things that I wrote down. Some of the things I knew before, but I was reminded of, but some things I actually just learned. And one of the sessions I had with one of the anchors of this particular discussion point that we had, and there was something that I explained that how I'd been running in my business, and it got a light bulb moment at that point in time. She had a particular experience with me, and obviously we were able to together brainstorm on how better to do things. And straight away, it was one of those things that I incorporated into the business, and I was already sort of winning, and things changed around. And it just made me think, why adults, I was going to say business adults or financial freedom seekers, business owners, why do we get to a point where we feel like we do not need to learn anymore? Do we understand how that impedes our growth? You never, as I always say, that the day you stop learning is the day you die. Until you get to the point where you realize that things are evolving, things are constantly changing, you need to continue to learn to be able to grow. You are doing yourself a disservice. Until you get to that point, you need to understand the importance of continuous learning and continuous learning, continuous growing your personal growth, and on that journey to financial freedom. I honestly don't feel like you can ever get to the point where you feel like you know it all. It's just not a thing. It's very easy for us to say to children, "Oh, expose yourself, expand your horizons, learn new ways of doing new things, pick up a new skill, and all of those good stuff." We preach that message, but we don't think that we should actually listen to that message, and we think we can actually achieve financial growth. Things are constantly changing. I mean, the amount of things that the new generation, or the Gen Z or Gen Ys or whatever, or the new generations know, that the older generation, despite the number of years of experience that they have, do not know. It's amazing. And that shows you that you can never shut yourself off to learning, to growing. And this includes formal method of education. When I say formal methods, obviously not going back to school, but mentorship, mastermind, masterclasses, just growing, learning new, reading new books, joining podcasts like this, academies, listening to different things that would expand your horizon, give you more knowledge. You can never get to the point where you feel like you know it all. Seeking knowledge should be normalized, no matter what level you go to. The value of that knowledge you seek is sometimes not measurable by any amount, by money, because sometimes it's not just about how much it helps you make, but it's how much it helps you save as well. So please understand, expanding your skills, embracing new opportunities are just the norms for achieving financial freedom. Don't think, "I have learnt a new skill, gotten the certificate, and that's the end of the journey." We've been running this series in our Icon Academy. It's a property series and it's a guest series where we've been bringing those that have been on our mastermind programs or some sort of training programs with us, and bringing them back to share with the public and help them, inspire them journey. And one of the guests that we had last week came on the journey, and she said one of the things that got her on that journey in the first place was she happened to meet me in a neutral place. So she didn't know me. We met me in a neutral place. She had to come drop something in my house. And then she got to my house, unknown to her. She didn't know where I lived or whatever. But when she got there, she saw something that wasn't the norm for her. And because she had been on that journey of, "If I don't know, I ask. I'm always wanting to learn what I don't know," she told herself it didn't matter what my response was going to be. She was going to seek the kind of knowledge that I have that made me achieve the things that she wanted to achieve, or ask the questions she wanted to ask. And for me, that just shows someone who is willing to grow. You need to get yourself to the point where learning, embracing new things, opening up yourself to new knowledge is normalized. Now, obviously, opening yourself up to new knowledge doesn't mean that you just let your open book, everything goes, because you confuse yourself, or you can also open yourself up to knowledge that could impede your growth. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being in a safe environment, opening yourself to resources and recommendations as well that could help you grow. So please understand, investing in your ongoing education and development should be normalized. It should be part of the budget. When you're setting up your goals at the beginning of the year, please set out something for your ongoing growth and ongoing growth and development. Please understand, it's an investment. Like I always say, it's a gift. When you invest in your knowledge, in your growth, in yourself, it's a gift that keeps giving. It's a gift that keeps giving. What does that mean? You never get to the point where that knowledge you've learned stops. it keeps evolving. It helps you grow to the next level and then the next level. So you are in the position where you can keep expanding your earning capabilities, for example. So please understand that it is very, I can tell you stories upon stories of how learning and growth have contributed to my financial success and continues to do so. So it's not a case that it's a one-off. There are various ways for you to pursue learning, especially in this IT age. Loads of things you can access online. Some of our property masterclasses, masterminds are actually online as well. So it's even bridged the gap where you feel like I can't access certain things. I have been on programs that are in the US, for example. I live in the UK, and I've been able to access certain things without actually geographically moving. And again, so it just made things and certain knowledge more accessible to you than what used to be. And it doesn't always have to be paid. Like I said, you can access books, podcasts, courses, obviously accessing mentorship for paid and unpaid. But I always say when you pay attention. So please don't ever be afraid to pay for all of that. I want to encourage and motivate you today to understand that you need to prioritize your self-motivation. Prioritize investing in yourself, because knowing that when you do that, you're investing in your future. Learning and growing should be normalized. Certainly something you need on your financial freedom now journey. Until next time, it's been Tonya Yandari. As usual, if you're new here, thank you for stopping by. But please, for all my new and old subscribers, please like, share this. You do me a lot of good by sharing and letting your family and friends and your network know that this beautiful show is happening. It helps get the word out there, and you can just be saving a life and a generation by sharing. Until next time, God bless you.
Are you looking to elevate your property development and investment skills? Icon Property Mastermind Program will do just that. With coaching, accountability and group mentorship, virtual sessions, property site tours and more, you'll get the support and guidance you need to succeed. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with other like-minded individuals and grow your connections. So, why wait? Sign up today and become a successful property investor. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have enjoyed this episode, please give us a follow so you don't miss out on future uploads, which you can catch every Wednesday. Until next time.